The apostles were jostling amongst themselves and asking Jesus, who is the greater? This had all been building up because Peter was being set aside. Peter, as you know, was the one who said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus also took him up to the hill there at Tabor, where the transfiguration occurred. And Peter was asked on a number of times to do things which the others weren't. He was set aside. Andrew, his brother, knew this. And Andrew, as we know, is the one who brought contact with Jesus to Peter. He said, "I have found the Messiah." So seeing this seeming privilege given to St. Peter, the other apostles, in their fragility but in their pride, were wanting also to be placed in a place similar to like that of St. Peter. But that wasn't to be the case. There's only one rock, Peter, and the successors of Peter. When we read that section, "Do not despise one of these little ones," the soul at the very moment of conception, this is according to St. Anselm, the first moment of conception, the soul is infused and a guardian angel is given to that creation, a human, a person in the womb. And we find that when the abortion happens, or if they survive the abortion and the child is even killed after the birth and continuing on with children, he chose children by the example of taking a child. Jesus took a child to him, and child means more than just the little lamb. It means a little lamb in those who are very humble, docile, underprivileged, without wealth, are innocent of heart. It crosses a whole spectrum of the human age span. But the little child, when he is killed, not only spiritually, but also corporally, the guardian angel is pleading before God, asking God to intervene. There's a colossal number of angels pleading for justice. And this country's foreign policy is to export Planned Parenthood. We can't deny what is happening, and we cannot deny that its campaign to LGBT is also a foreign policy. The question I ask you is, what are you doing about it? If you are in other countries, you would bring yourself more to the forefront and withdraw your labour, to put it in a crude economic term, from those groups. You would not purchase the products from those groups which are gay, homosexual and lesbian, orientating their program to be induced into children. You'd got to do something to withdraw your support of those economic cells and groups and even institutions that you're working for, whether it be in schools. You withdraw and then trust in God, and you will build an army of Our Lady's military, which will bring about the downfall of this export of sin. For this to happen, you need to trust in God. We've been given the equipment, so to speak, to fight this battle, which is Eucharistic adoration, praying the rosary and receiving the sacraments daily. A small cadre of people can bring about a transformation very quickly. You can do it. The power of one is very significant, as we know with the martyrs. The transformation of whole populations through a martyrdom, a blood martyrdom, can bring about a transformation not only of that nation, but also it spins into transforming other nations. You've got a work to do, you need to do it. Do it in front of our Lord, and then assign yourself to determine whether or not that particular group that you're working for or having interaction with is a pro-Planned Parenthood exponent or an LGBT exponent. and then act accordingly and trust in God. That's what we're here for. Our Lady is always the one that we need to refer people to. And a terrible thing which is happening is we're not introducing the children, the down and outs and all those people to Our Lady, because they need a mother. With the dysfunctional families in society today, who do they turn to? The natural mother is not the one who can give them the moral direction. We need to pray the rosary and expose this prayer by bringing people into praying the Hail Mary when they come to you in need, and even praying the Hail Mary so you can bring yourself in contact with someone so that you can talk about the Mother of God, the Mother of Mercy to them. One or two words is enough to incite a great love and an excitement which will bring about the exposure of a peace in that person, who will then transmit that peace throughout the day. If you go to a cash register and you give joy to the person who's on the cash register, she sees hundreds of people a day, and she can also transmit. So in one word, one joyful word, one encounter, you can bring about a transformation of a whole community. Let us believe this, because it happens this way. As far as the transmission of sins concerned, with those hideous crimes against children, for those that I mean, not only the young ones, but also the innocent and the vulnerable, the sin itself, when it's committed against them, makes them vulnerable to that sin, and they then become transmitters. And that is the reason why God has made it very clear that a millstone needs to be tied around the neck of those people who scandalise children. Pray for forgiveness. We have all committed sins, perhaps unknowingly, but against the way we behave and act, the way we allow non-supervision, especially with the internet, where children themselves have got access to the internet because of lack of supervision, they enter into sin very quickly. It's common knowledge that children have lost their innocence by 9 years of age, and it's the epidemic of pornography which passes through the internet and the accessibility of that internet to children. So you need to be on your guard, and you need to become unpopular, you need to be prepared to be persecuted, even to that of having, as the saints of today, every limb of their body was wounded. But in all those wounds that you receive, think of Christ on the cross, because Christ on the cross, by receiving all those wounds, he showed that faith is all that you need to defeat the obstacles of Satan, which are put in the way to prevent us from getting to heaven. And by taking on the cross and willingly dying to ourselves, that is the power of the cross, and that is what we need to do. To imitate him, to take the persecution, to pray for the criminals that are persecuting us and for those who hate us. St. Maximilian Kolbe offered his first Mass for the Freemasons. He loves the Freemasons, but he saw their error. The Red Dragon, the time of the Red Dragon is passing, and the beast of the Freemason is engulfing, because the beast of Freemasonry is the beast which engulfs those who are wanting so much to find the truth, but they blaspheme God. They know the existence of God. Communism denied the existence of God, and they believed it, though internally they couldn't deny it. But with Freemasonry, they bring forth the blaspheming of God and want to bring about the destruction of the image and likeness of God. And hence they have control of the media, and hence they have control of Planned Parenthood, and hence they have control of the LGBT. The rosary is our weapon. So let us turn to our own sanctification, asking the Mother of God, who defeated Satan simply by being born immaculately. She was conceived immaculately, born immaculately, conceived from that first moment of her conception in the womb of St. Anne. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.